the shooting. It did not happen in the middle of my being there. But I moved it to the middle of the book so you could meet everybody in Savannah and get to know Savannah before this shocking event happened. And so I took that liberty. I met Jim Williams in 1982 in an evening very much like the first chapter of the book. He had just been convicted of murder 6 weeks before. And he told me a lot of stories. And Danny Hansford did not come in as I have him coming in because he was dead. However, he had done that about a year or two before when Williams was having drinks with someone else. Williams told me about it. I went and talked to the other person who told me about it. So I reconstructed it and put it in that first chapter. So in fact, I become the only fictional character in my book until I catch up with myself. So there was Jim Williams. He'd been convicted. Then I go out, if you remember in the book, meet all the other people like Chablis and Joe Odom. I met all of them after the shooting. It seems in the book I met them before. But it really, those people had no bearing on the shooting whatsoever. So I figured it was a fair enough thing to do. It didn't distort anybody's story to switch things around like that. The story of the shooting is absolutely accurate as far as I could get it. Came from the police records, from the transcript of the trials, etc. I attended the third and the fourth trial and reconstructed other things. So that's the major change I made. And there was no attempt on my part to hide that because everyone in Savannah knew I'd gotten there just when I did. In fact, their reaction to the book and the way I laid it out was how smart that was to do that and put the killing after you got there, make it more surprising that way. They're very sophisticated about that. I started writing, I had met Jim Williams in 82. I went back to New York and went on about my life. And in 85, I decided to write a book about Savannah. Went back down. At this point, Williams was in jail, having been convicted a second time. That's when I started. He agreed to cooperate. You know, Jim Williams, in one of the scenes in between him and me in the book, he's before his lawyer comes over to discuss the tactics for the third trial, he more or less confesses to me that he had lied in court and that he gave me a different version of the story. That conversation between the two of us is on tape. If he had not died, I don't know what I would have done because I'm pretty sure he would not have wanted that in the book. Now, the agreement between us before I started was that he would not see what was in the book until it was published. So in fact, I would have probably have said, I'm not going to show you. I'm not going to tell you if I'm going to use it or not. On the other hand, I had read him several chapters because he was very cooperative and I thought he'd enjoy them. So I read him several chapters and he loved them. But it never arose. He died, and I decided to use this semi-confession in the book. It's verbatim from the tape of our conversation. I moved down to Savannah, and for a full year did nothing but interview and research. And a year later, I began to write. It took a total of 7 years. And then Random House took 14 months to bring out the book. So it really was over 8 years since I had thought of the idea to the actual publication of the book. I wrote in Savannah. I started in 86 writing chapters. And then I moved back to New York in 1990, and I finished it in 2 years, continuing to write. I had a bulk of it. I mean, I had maybe a third of it to write still in New York. I won't rule anything out, but I don't think I'd want to do a retread of this book. What I will do, and I have a vague notion, is very different. But it in fact would be about real stories, as this one was. But I think to go and set up shop in another city is asking for trouble, because I doubt there's another city as wonderful as Savannah, and characters as delicious as the ones I encountered.
This has been presented by Random House Audiobooks and Recorded Books.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.